I'm Joel Baden, Professor of Hebrew Bible and Director of the Center for Continuing Education here at Yale Divinity School. As part of our bicentennial celebration, I've been sitting down with my colleagues from across the faculty, from all the different areas of the curriculum, to talk about where their fields have been, but more, where they are now and where they think they might be going in the next 25 or 50 years. As we look back at our past here at YDS, what does the future look like for our education, for our curriculum, for our faculty and our students? I hope you enjoyed these conversations as much as I enjoyed having them. I have the pleasure of talking to Professors Tisa Wenger and Volker Lapine from the History of Christianity field to think about where the field has been and where the field is going at YDS here as we celebrate our bicentennial. So let me ask the first question first, which is, as you look back and think back over the way that this field has been taught at YDS, maybe not 200 years ago, none of us was here, but in a more recent past, what did it look like? What sort of stuff was being taught and to what end?
Well, I can start. Thank you for having us, first of all, Joel, and for this conversation. I think when I arrived at YDS in 2009, there were very few historians of Christianity who identified as historians, actually. Bruce Gordon had joined the faculty just the previous year, and I think before that there had been some years where Harry Stout, as a historian of American religion, was really the only historian per se, thinking longer into a longer history. The history of Christianity at YDS was mostly the history of Christian thought and was very centered on European Christianity. There was, of course, Sidney Ahlstrom taught here for many years as a historian of American Christianity, but not much attention to Christianity beyond Europe and North America.
That's what I observed too, as someone who came much later than you to YDS. Looking at the 200 years we have now at YDS, indeed, that there were fantastic researchers about European history. I just name Roland Bainton, who wrote the most famous Luther biography for still for our times. But obviously, Luther is a very European-centered issue. And that's very typical that looking back to the former times of Christianity, always the view was only on Europe, not on Asia and Africa. And even in cases where you had African people, like Augustine, who obviously isn't African in late antiquity, people thought about him like being a European thinker because he just spent some years in Milano and in Rome. So the framing was not very much different to what the framing was in Europe.
Was it also, and this is me, I suppose, speaking a little bit from ignorance, was it also presented as sort of a very linear history? Almost, maybe teleological is too strong, but the idea of, there was a story to be told that had a beginning and a middle and an end, and that everything sort of fit into its proper place, leading us to where we are here today.
Absolutely. And I think part of that story, as maybe supporting a kind of Protestant triumphalism, whether intentionally or not, was about the Protestant Reformation as a kind of unfolding of a Christian teleology into the present.
Mm-hmm. You can see this in the way how the Middle Ages were dealt with. We also had excellent researchers of the Middle Ages, but as Tisa said, they were researchers only in the field of the history of mind, of the history of theology, somehow connected with nowadays systematic theology. There was less approach just to say the Middle Ages, wow, they are a very interesting time. Even before Protestant Reformation, there was some Christianity, and we can find it in historical sources, not only in the Summa Theologica of Thomas Aquinas, but also in prayer books, in images of that time. I think that was not very much stressed here.
Mm-hmm. So then to shift towards where we are now / where we're going, the themes that I'm hearing have to do with an expanded sense of what Christianity entails beyond Europe. What sounded like the introduction of sort of history for history's sake, or a historian's perspective on this. Is it fair to say more of history and less of Christianity?
In a sense, and I think the shift from a language of church history to history of Christianity reflects that shift somewhat, right? Where church history suggests this is the history of the church, and it's a kind of internal perspective. History of Christianity may do some of the same things, but in the contemporary configuration of the field, I would say there's much more integration with the larger historical profession and the work of historians thinking about Christianity in cultural, social, political context less of a kind of internal teleology, while of course the history of Christian thought and theology remains important, but those are not the only subjects. We also have to think about political situation, racial and imperial contexts.
I would add even that we have to look at interreligious encounters. Yeah. So giving Christianity its place within the history of religion. Maybe there will be a point in the history of this institution in which we will deal with the whole history of religion. It is not quite close, I think, now, looking at the people who are doing the job here. But at least I think it's a task for us and a challenge, and a very good challenge, to think about Christianity as always being related to other religions, especially to Judaism. Christianity has adapted to central Jewish terms. Mm-hmm. And to think about this, what does this mean? That in the core of Christianity, we are using terms which we have in common with the Jewish religion. And what does it mean for Christianity? Not only in the sense that as a part of what we do, we also talk about Christian-Jewish relations, but that we think about how is Christianity shaped by other religions.
Mm-hmm. That's really helpful, I think. And to think about Christianity as never having been a unitary thing, right? And this is part of getting away from a kind of teleological progression, that there were always debates, always contests, always different ideas for what Christianity was and where it was going, multiple Christianities. And then, so I can connect that to this critique of a Eurocentric history that has located not only the history of Christianity, but history writ large in Europe. I think until very recently, the makers of history were understood to be Europeans. There's a famous book by Eric Wolf called Europe and the People Without History, right? Which is like people outside of Europe were considered to be just sort of primitives who didn't enter history until Europeans came and civilized them. And this is certainly that broader problem with the discipline of history traditionally is reflected in the history of Christianity, I think, where non-Europeans entered the history generally only as objects of missions. But I think the newer approaches to the history of Christianity see Christianity as diverse from its origins and attends to Christians and people, you know, around the world as also shapers of Christianity.
I agree. I think we are somehow grown up that way, that we have an orthodox framing of Christian history. Just think about the churches, say, in antiquity, the Syriac churches, which usually don't have a place, say, in our reconstruction of history in antiquity, let alone in the Middle Ages, but they had missionaries going to Beijing. So they spread over Asia in that time, and we usually don't notice it because we are focused on Christianity defined by the Orthodox councils. In antiquity, usually we are focused on Latin Christianity in Western Europe even. It's so much shrinking down the plurality of Christianity, what right. we have done so far.
I also think that in my work in particular, but maybe more broadly, that moving away from a kind of triumphalist history of Christianity and thinking about the, you know, the ways, or wrestling with the ways in which Christianity has also been implicated in white supremacy, in empire building and imperialism, in the doctrine of discovery, for example, that legitimated European conquest and often, you know, genocidal violence in the Americas and in other places, that has to be part of the story of the history of Christianity with which we wrestle and that we teach including for students who are planning on pursuing Christian ministry, that to gain some that kind of broader historical perspective is important.
Yeah, that. So I appreciate that. What I was about to ask, and I'm sure there's more to be said on this, is so as we look ahead past ourselves, when you think about what this program might look like into the next generation or two, first, what kinds of changes or developments do you see, again, beyond just what we've got going on now? And the part that I was going to, that you just made me think of, Tisa, is, and to what benefit for our students? Right? What is it that, you know, what kind of vision do we have for the future? And what is it that we want them, our future students, to be getting out of this program in that sort of newly configured space?
I think about a track going from history of Christianity to history of Christianity within religions, to maybe history of religions with maybe a focus on Christianity. So more and more broadening the picture around Christianity and within Christianity for our students, this means they can appreciate how diverse Christianity has been over all its history, how diverse religion has been all over its history, and how religious people dealt with diversity. And that's so much for our nowadays task to think about how to deal with diversity, learn about supremacy, learning about Christians who were able to listen to others. Mm-hmm. They were not so much at the time I'm dealing with as medievalists, but they were. And so asking for how did they did so? And how could they find their ways in a environment that was not supportive for this open-minded approach to Christianity. Our students, they are so fantastic, open-minded regarding diversity, and they can learn such a lot by history.
Yeah, and they're often pushing us
right.
with new questions that we need to grapple with. And, you know, along these lines, I think we are already have been rearranging the curriculum somewhat such that, I mean, traditionally at YDS, world Christianity has been segregated in the curriculum somehow separate from the history mm-hmm. of Christianity. And, you know, there are some reasons for that, and the way that the world Christianity curriculum has been organized is kind of integrates theology and history and culture and but for me, it's essential to have African and Asian and Latin American Christianity taught and tagged in the curriculum as part of the history of Christianity and not a separate topic.
Mm-hmm. And we are the ones who learn the most with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to thank you both for a really nice conversation. And I think the history of Christianity, or history of religions, however it ends up being, area of our study, has a lot to look forward to. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.